Okay, we are sitting backstage at the Jubilee Zapanale, and we are listening to some nice soothing music from Le Bocal, and I have sitting with me Don Preston of the Grandmothers of Invention. And yes, well, the first thing I noticed was you've got a new pair of trousers, Don. Congratulations.
Everybody's talking about my pants. I don't know what it is.
Because I am so very used to your blue ones, so I'm just a bit irritated. But is there anything else new?
Pants made. These are black velvet, and I have two pair of blue velvet, and then I have a couple other velveteen pants that are very similar as well. Those are kind of a red color.
Das erste, das mir an Don Preston auffiel, waren seine neuen schwarzen Samthosen, da ich ihn die letzten Male immer nur in seinen blauen Samthosen gesehen hatte. Und anscheinend war ich nicht der Einzige. Sein Kommentar: Was haben eigentlich alle mit meinen Hosen? Die hier sind schwarz, dann habe ich noch zwei paar blaue und einige Velour-Samthosen, die ähnlich aussehen, allerdings in Rot. Dann kamen wir auf die im Frühjahr absolvierte Australien-Tour und insbesondere auf das Byron Bay Blues Fest zu sprechen.
Yeah, next question. You've been touring a lot during the last months. You've been touring Europe for several times. You've been touring in Australia together with the Magic Band, or accompanied by the Magic Band. I already talked with Danny about that tour, and he was very excited, and he just loved the tour. What was your experience with that tour?
Well, basically, my experience there was like my jaw dropped open at the immensity of the festival. It's like this festival, they had like 12 stages. They had maybe 75 artists, and they had like, how many people were coming to that thing? Was it 50,000?
Daily base, it had to be somewhere in that vicinity. Yeah. It's the largest run by women that I can ever remember, and done where.
So gigantic, really gigantic.
So you are just the same enthusiastic about that festival that Danny Worley was. So
sure, it's very impressive, especially how smoothly it ran. I mean,
that's what was impressed him most, that it was so well organized. And
mir ist die Kinnlade heruntergefallen, als ich gesehen habe, wie riesig dieses Festival ist. Es gab 12 Bühnen, ungefähr 75 Künstler und 50.000 Besucher. Es war wirklich beeindruckend, und das Beeindruckendste war der reibungslose Ablauf des Ganzen. Nächste Frage: Was ist das Problem mit Konzerten in den Vereinigten Staaten? Warum sind die Grandmothers so viel in Europa und jetzt auch in Australien unterwegs und so wenig in den Staaten?
Yeah. So would that look different in the States? How come that you are touring Europe, you're touring Australia? What is the problem with the United States?
Money. That's basically the problem. I think we're going through a depression in the United States, but nobody knows it. You know, people are making barely enough money to stay alive, and they don't really have money to spend on entertainment and stuff like that, you know.
Geld, das ist das Hauptproblem. Ich glaube, wir haben in den Staaten zurzeit eine Depression, und niemand sagt es. Die Leute verdienen kaum genug Geld, um am Leben zu bleiben, und haben einfach kein Geld für Unterhaltung zur Verfügung.
But is it only money, or maybe also that Frank still isn't accepted in the United States as he is outside? That his music is still not accepted in the United States?
His music, but that festival was nothing about Zappa's music.
Okay, but when you are touring as the Grandmothers, you are performing mainly Zappa music. But
there because mostly because the audiences are, I mean, we get an audience, and we're doing better now than we were a couple tours ago when we had a slightly different band. But now we're building it up now a little better, and I think this coming year, I think we're going to do way, way, way better. So, but that's going to be a whole different situation with the band playing with orchestras and that kind of thing.
Just another word from Bank. I have not introduced him.
I think there's a lot of differences that contribute to why music in general is supported more in Europe and other countries, because there is a little apathy in the United States toward the arts. And when you have so many choices of sitting down and watching TV, or it might be raining out, or, you know, oh, I don't think I'm going to go. And again, financial considerations, it's more difficult to get people out and support, whereas the culture in European places and so forth is so used to supporting the arts and accepting all these different forms of music, that it's an unfortunate situation, but I think it's the reality that's where our society is at the moment.
Yeah, so good luck that may change in the States, but who knows?
You know, as a result of playing with orchestras in the States, I'm sure that that we'll get a lot of that work here too, because there's a lot of orchestras in Europe that they need some kind of more popular support. And that's what we can give them, that, you know.
Let's knock on wood.
Yeah.
Auf meine Frage, ob es nicht an der nach wie vor fehlenden Akzeptanz für Zappas Musik in den Staaten liegen könnte, meinte Don: Wir bekommen inzwischen schon mehr Publikum als noch vor ein paar Tourneen, als die Band noch etwas anders besetzt war. So wie sich die Band derzeit entwickelt, bin ich sicher, dass das im Laufe des nächsten Jahres noch besser werden wird. Insbesondere, wenn wir mit Orchestern zusammenspielen werden. Gerade in Europa gibt es einige Orchester, die etwas mehr populäre Unterstützung gebrauchen könnten. Und die können wir ihnen geben. Bank Gardner sagte dazu: Es gibt viele Gründe, warum Musik in Europa einen höheren Stellenwert hat als in den Staaten. Wenn man ein so großes Angebot hat, sich berieseln zu lassen, ohne aus dem Haus gehen zu müssen, ist es einfach schwer, die Leute vor die Tür zu bekommen. Außerdem glaube ich, dass die Menschen in Europa der Kunst schon immer stärker zugehen als in Amerika. Das ist schade, aber so ist es nun mal. Nächstes Thema, das Klamrock Festival in Österreich, das eine Woche vor der Sappernale stattfand.
You've been playing in Austria just the other week. How was Austria?
It was good. Again, a good turnout, a lot of different bands. I'm so surprised how well Frank's music is received, and actually a fanaticism in some ways about the music. It's not just liking it, it's just like really crazy about it, knowing all the lyrics. When it was recorded, who did it, you know, so knowledgeable. You don't find a lot of that.
That was just fun.
Okay, Jim.
Thank you.
So, you know, there's, again, a lot of things there that it's very difficult, I think, in the United States to be able to tour and make the kind of money a musician deserves.
Das Festival war toll und es ist immer wieder erstaunlich zu beobachten, wie gut Franks Musik vom Publikum aufgenommen wird. In Europa ist auch ein gewisser Fanatismus zu beobachten. Nicht nur, dass die Musik einfach gemocht wird, sondern die Leute kennen sich einfach wahnsinnig gut aus. Wann wurde etwas aufgenommen, von wem? Und das ist in den Staaten einfach nicht so. Dort ist es als Musiker einfach viel schwerer zu touren und damit sein Geld zu verdienen.
In Austria, you played together with David Pilato, which is part of your band since several months now. I just heard that he is suffering from gallbladder stones. Do you have any news how he is doing?
Well, he's like some very kind of solutions that are keeping the pain away, and also
is he getting better already, or
I wouldn't say better, but he's being moved to a veterans hospital near Frankfurt.
So.
And so when he gets there, then they can either operate on that or so you know, watch him until.
We just can wish him all the best from here. And hope he will be feeling better soon. So you will be playing together with Eric Clerk on bass, as I've heard. How long time did you have for rehearsal now?
A couple hours.
But I think it won't be a problem because you are so professional.
No, he's great.
Yeah.
Das neueste Bandmitglied der Grandmothers, David Palato, der auf dem Clamrock Festival noch dabei war, lag zu der Zeit des Interviews mit Gallensteinen im Krankenhaus bei Frankfurt. Zwei Wochen später war er aber glücklicherweise wieder wohlauf und zu Hause in Los Angeles. Wir wünschen ihm weiterhin alles Gute. Auf der Sapanale sprang Eric Clerk, der Gitarrist der Magic Band, für David ein und es standen nur ein paar Stunden zum Proben zur Verfügung. Zu der Zeit, als ich das Interview führte, saß Eric gerade alleine in einem Zelt und übte. Beim anschließenden Konzert war von dieser spontanen Umbesetzung allerdings kaum etwas zu merken. Eine Frage an den Gitarristen Mad Max Kuttner, wie er die Rolle und die Motivation der Jugend bzw. von Nachwuchsmusikern in der alternativen Musikszene sieht. Die School of Rock hatte uns ja gerade gezeigt, wie so etwas vonstatten gehen kann.
One last question that I would like to ask to Max Kuttner, the guitar player of the Grandmothers. What do you think, how is the youth included in, or how are the chances that young people will be playing Frank Zappa music or comparable music, as we've seen it now with the School of Rock that is performing here at Zappanale. They've been on stage together with Don. There was an age span of 69 years on stage there. The youngest one was 13 years old. How do you see the situation of newcomers and that kind of music?
Well, I think that you have to look at the music, like the essence of it, which I think that it's a young music. It's like an irreverent music, and it's fun. And as long as it stays that way, I think it's appealing to people of all ages. Anyone who walks up and listens to it, anyone of moderate intelligence and above, there's so much humor in it. In the music itself, not just in the live jokes and things between band members and the banter with Zappa, but also in the music itself. It's actually really fun music and really interesting music.
Wenn man einfach von der Musik ausgeht, die jung ist und Spaß macht, glaube ich, dass es immer Menschen in jedem Alter geben wird, die diese Musik spielen wollen. Die Musik hat so viel Humor. Ich rede nicht von den Witzen, die auf der Bühne zwischen den Musikern gerissen werden, sondern von der Musik selber. Sie ist einfach humorvoll und interessant und wird deshalb immer ihre Interpreten finden. Eine Frage an den Schlagzeuger Christopher Garcia. Woran liegt es, dass junge Menschen, wie zum Beispiel die School of Rock, offensichtlich so viel Spaß daran haben, Zappa zu spielen?
Yes, and as I have seen now, the kids of School of Rock, they really had fun on stage. They were so happy, and it was really great to see them having that much fun on stage. I think it has become more fun than last time I've seen them here. Yeah, Chris, anything to add to that? This is Chris Garcia, the drummer.
I think the music is just. When I think of, in terms of stylistically, for lack of a better word, like Frank really doesn't have like lots of ballads and that kind of thing, you know. The music's always like on one part of the mind level, you know what I mean? Yep. It's not like I broke up with my girlfriend kind of stuff. It's all, and the music is fun and funny, and musicians always like the challenge of it. I mean, the only people that don't like the challenge of it are the people that don't practice it. Is what I have found. I mean, if they don't practice it, they just have a hard time, you know?
Yes, definitely.
And it's like, I think it takes a certain amount of work to just play the music, but once you play it, then you're in another place with it. It's like learning a language. Like if you're learning a language you don't speak at first, it's very difficult when you want to speak to people in that language. But once you get into that language and you learn the vernacular of that language, you're very comfortable and you can have conversations. And I think that's what happens with a lot of people that have played Frank's music. There's a certain vernacular in his music that once you've played it, even if you're given another piece you've never heard before, because you've had experience playing it, you kind of come to it with a whole other attitude, knowing that, you know, I really worked hard on this piece and it sounds cool. I don't know this one, but I know if I learn it, it'll be cool. And that's why I think these kids are so happy.
Frank hat in seinen Songs einfach andere Themen angesprochen, als es sonst so der Fall ist. Nicht so das übliche Herzschmerzzeugs. Und das macht die Musik einfach interessanter. Und ich glaube auch, dass gerade die Herausforderung, diese schwierige Musik zu spielen, für viele Musiker ausschlaggebend ist. Diejenigen, die die Herausforderung nicht lieben, sind diejenigen, die nicht üben. Wenn man diese Musik nicht übt, hat man es einfach schwer. Aber wenn man es dann gelernt hat, ist es einfach toll. Es ist ein bisschen wie eine neue Sprache zu lernen. Am Anfang stottert man noch ganz schön rum, aber je mehr man sich in der Sprache bewegt, desto leichter fällt es einem mit der Zeit. Und wenn man dann ein Stück bekommt, das man vorher noch nie gehört hat, dann kann man trotzdem etwas damit anfangen. Und ich glaube, das ist es, was die Kids so happy macht. Du bist also auch zuversichtlich, dass Franks Musik nicht sterben wird?
So, you are also very confident that the music won't die.
One of the more interesting things that Frank said in an interview was they did Zappa's Universe before he passed away in New York, and they asked him about it. They said, what's going to happen now, you know? What they asked him is, now that you're not going to tour anymore, is this going to continue, Zappa's Universe? And he said, I don't know why anybody would want to hear this music if I wasn't there. To me, that means he didn't understand the impact his music had on people, you know? Like he says, I don't care if I'm remembered, but it's like, you know, so many people love his music, and I don't think he ever got that. I really don't.
So you...
It's work for him to put it together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're saying he underestimated himself.
Yes, I think he underestimated how much his music meant to people that love his music.
Ich hoffe es. Als 1991 Zappas Universe aufgenommen wurde, wurde Frank gefragt, was passiert jetzt mit deiner Musik, wo du nicht mehr auf Tour gehst? Und er antwortete, ich wüsste nicht, warum irgendjemand diese Musik hören sollte, wenn ich nicht dabei bin. Ich glaube, das zeigt, wie sehr er den Einfluss seiner Musik unterschätzt hat, dass er gar nicht gewusst hat, wie viel seine Musik den Leuten bedeutet, die seine Musik lieben. Was erhofft ihr euch von eurem ersten Zappanale-Auftritt seit 2009?
So maybe one final word. So do you have any expectations playing at Zappanale today? It will be just a couple of hours when you will be on stage again after a little break. When have you been here last time?
2009, I think.
Okay, yeah. So what do you expect? What are your wishes, your expectations from today's concert?
I don't have any. I really think that the life and music is now, at the moment, instead of worrying about where we were or where we're going to go. When music is the most abstract art form, because it only exists when you play it. You know, when Max puts down his guitar, there is, to me, resonance of the music in the air, which dissipates. But it's only when music is played that it's, you know, you're touching so many people on so many different levels with so many different things, and we're just a part of that, you know what I mean? It's like we're not causing that. I mean, we're playing the music, but it's the music that's... So I just want to be now, in the now.
Ich habe keine spezielle Erwartung. Musik existiert immer nur dann, wenn sie gespielt wird. Wir berühren die Menschen und die Menschen reagieren darauf. Ich möchte einfach nur im Hier und Jetzt sein.
Bank, anything you're expecting specifically?
As far as expectations, no, but I am certainly excited to be able to perform Frank's music with a unity in terms of everybody being in the same place, physically and mentally, to execute it to the highest degree. And when I say that, I mean that the music connects with the audience to the point of a communication that I remember that concert because I felt it. And a lot of people, when they come up and talk, they say, you changed my life. And it's it's a very personal thing, that there's something about the music that touches them in more ways than one. So.
Ich freue mich einfach auf das Konzert und darauf, die Musik so gut wie möglich zu spielen. Ich bin bei jedem Konzert gespannt, was dieses Mal passieren wird. Es ist auch oft so, dass man Leute wirklich berührt und sie dann auf einen zukommen und sagen, du hast mein Leben verändert.
Thank you. Max, what do you hope for tonight?
I hope for an enthusiastic performance.
And I'm sure we will get that.
Yeah, and I hope for an enthusiastic reception, which I also expect.
Ich hoffe auf eine enthusiastische Vorstellung, die hoffentlich genauso enthusiastisch aufgenommen wird.
Okay. So, thank you very much for that interview. I'm really looking forward to it tonight and yeah, see you tonight on stage and in November in Oslo and whenever again.
Thank you. So
thank
much.
You.